Welcome back to the second hour of Guitar Tracks. I'm your host, Brian Tarquin. Now we have a special treat right from Italy, an interview with Alex DeRosso. I've worked with him several times on the Guitar Master series, and I wanted to see how he got his start on guitar.
Well, I was about 14, and I went to Milan with a friend and his big brother, and we went to see Kiss. So that was my very first concert. It was what a blast. So you can imagine. So I decided there, I said, look, Alex, what do you want to do in your life? Hey, well, I want to do that job on stage, but playing drums. But, you know, that was difficult. I was living in an apartment with my parents, and my dad said, no drums here. So after a year, I tried to convince him, but in the end, he said, well, you want to play guitar? Well, that's fine, because that is not too noisy. Well, good luck. I started to listen immediately to American rock music. And of course, I was influenced by all the guitar players, amazing guitar players. In the late 70s, early 80s. So let's say Steve Lukather, Eddie Van Halen, George Lynch.
So being so influenced by the 80s American rock bands, I had to see what the process was for him in Italy and how he landed his dream gig with Dokken.
In the middle 80s, but you guys, you're American, so you don't really know exactly what was going on in Europe, and especially Italy in the mid-80s. But I was a guitar player in this well-known band called Dark Lord, mainly, you know, local bands, and was a session player until in the early 2000, was contacted by Dokken to play with them. That's apparently my main thing. After that, mostly, you know, sessions, and I played with a Russian band called Push King, and I did some records with them, and we played live. So I think I basically got the gig with Dokken because someone in the circle apparently heard my name as an Italian guitar player, very close in the style of Dokken. I think it's true. So, and I was ready. I mean, I kind of knew most of the songs, and I was really into that kind of music, guitar riffs and all that things, you know. So I sent my stuff and then back at the phone, and then boom, it happened.
Now, being a fellow guitar warrior, I had to ask him what his gear setup is and what he's been using as far as amps, guitars, effects, and how he goes out and records.
Depending on the kind of gig I have to do. But lately, I'm trying to do everything with one amp, with a great crunch sound, and just a few pedals, no overdrive pedals. It's a must for me to have a delay and a chorus. As for the rest, I mean, it depends, you know, if I have to do like vintage sounds, so probably I have more, I don't know, phaser or a reverb. I mean, it depends. As for the guitars, same thing. I mean, the best guitar for that sound, I'm lucky because I can't choose between more than 35 ESP guitars. So yeah, I can really say, okay, let's do that with this Eclipse, which is a kind of Les Paul, or this Vintage Plus is a kind of Strat. I can decide, I want to have Floyd Rose or no, it depends, you know. I have a lot of favorite guitars, so it's difficult to explain which one is my favorite.
Alex stays very busy in Italy, producing, writing, recording, as he's in the midst of doing a lot of different projects.
Yeah, just finished an album with my new band called The Big Swing. And we are in the middle of promotion, you know, doing interviews and playing live shows, of course. Right now, I'm producing a couple of bands here in Italy, my own studio. And, you know, I'm thinking about an acoustic album based on original music and a few covers. Yeah, that will be I'm thinking about it, like maybe 18, 20 songs, very simple, very minimal, just acoustic guitar and vocals. And right now I'm working on Faith's Edge third album. The recording process already started with drums, of course, and Mastar from Mr. Big and Ace Frehley did already his parts, and then Giancarlo will do most of the textures and the rhythm guitar parts, and then bass player Tim Gaines from Striper is playing bass, and then it will be my turn. I'll do all my stuff, you know, leads and all the colors here and there, rhythm guitar, small parts here and there. And I'm looking forward to that. You know, it's going to be very nice album. I've heard already, you know, all the pre-production, and I can say that.
Rock and roll transcends all, man, even to Italy and to the far beyond. It's great to hear about other players from other countries and how influenced they are from American rock and roll music. I've used Alex several times for like Guitars for Wounded Warriors and Guitar Master Series. Now here's Alex with a song called Wishes off of Guitar Master Series 5.